reorganization or organization meeting. We'll start with a moment of silence to reflect on our responsibility to our students, our employees, and our taxpayers, followed by the pledge to the flag. Please rise.
Thank you.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Looking at our attendance this evening, all of us are present. That would include the holdover board members, Mr. Pencil, Mr. Hartman, Mr. Pantano, and Mr. Wingard. Re-elected board members, Mrs. Heaston, Mr. Lytle, Mrs. Trout, and myself. And welcome newly elected board member, Mrs. Hosmer. Now is the first of two opportunities for comment from the public. If anyone wants to make a comment, please come to the microphone and do so. Seeing none, we'll move on to the election of a holdover board member to serve as a temporary president, and I place into the nomination the name of Steve Pencil to serve as temporary president. Are there any additional nominations?
Actually, you cannot place the name in nomination because you're not a holdover member.
Okay, would a holdover member care to make a nomination?
First place, it's a nomination, Mr. Pencil.
Is there any other nominations? Okay, seeing none, and if there are no objections, I declare the nominations closed and turn the meeting over to our esteemed temporary president, Mr. Pencil.
Thank you. I guess we're doing the reading and election of the certificates. The members of the New York County Board of Elections hereby certify that after tabulating the votes cast at the municipal election held on November 5th, 2019, that Ronald J. Blevins was duly elected to the office of school director for a four-year term for the Dallas County School District Region 3. Sue Heaston was duly elected to the office of school director for a four-year term for the Dallas County School District Region 2. Sarah Hosmer was duly elected to the office of school director for a four-year term for the Dallas County School District Region 2. William Lytle was duly elected to the office of school director for a four-year term for the Dallas County School District Region 3. And Hillary Trout was duly elected to the office of the school director for a four-year term for the Dallas County School District Region 1. Without any objections from the other members to be sworn, Mr. Blevins, Mrs. Heaston, Mrs. Hosler, Mr. Lytle, and Mrs. Trout, the oath will be administered simultaneously as a group. And with that, Judge Lair, would you like to come down front? Can you do that for us, please? Step up front, please.
I state your name.
I am William Lytle.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
Do solemnly swear or affirm.
That I will obey, support, and defend.
And I will obey, support, and defend.
The Constitution of the United States.
The Constitution of the United States.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And the Constitution of this Commonwealth.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
And I will discharge the duties of my office.
With fidelity.
With fidelity.
Congratulations on it.
Thanks, Judge. You know?
Yeah.
Give someone a little bit of...
Yes.
You know what I mean?
As we speak, Mrs. Kirby is handing out the certificate, so make sure you pre-sign that and get that back to Mrs. Kirby. Okay, the list appears in the agenda as it will be posted on the district's website. This is your opportunity to offer any necessary corrections to the list. Okay, if not, you continue. Okay, now we're up to the election of a president for a one-year term. I call on the nominating committee chair, Hillary Trout.
Thank you, Mr. Bensel. For the nominating committee, I place in nomination the name of Ron Blevins for the office of the president.
Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, if there are no objections, I declare the nomination closed. With the nomination of Ron Blevins, I declare the nomination closed. With only one nomination, our board secretary will cast the ballot for Ron Blevins. Does the new president wish to make a statement?
Sure, I'd love to. And thank you, Mr. Bensel, for once again serving as our temporary president. Congratulations to the re-elected board members. Thank you for your willingness to put yourself through this for four more years. And special congratulations to our newly elected board member, Mrs. Hostel. I believe that you are going to be an excellent addition to our team, and we look forward to working with you. Please join me in welcoming. I'll be brief. I'm humbled by the continued confidence that you have shown by choosing me to be your leader for one more year. And in the year ahead, it's going to be a full one. We've got superintendent transition, assistant superintendent transition, we've got PAC 93 negotiations, contract negotiations with the DAEA, continuation of the Loganville-Springfield construction project, long-range facilities planning, and budgeting that isn't going to get easy, just to name a few. But I'm looking forward to facing those challenges because I'm blessed to have such a wonderful and dedicated board to work with. It makes my job a lot less difficult. And please know that I sincerely appreciate each of you. I'd especially like to thank Mr. Hartman. He's been a huge help to me, and I highly value his insight and support. And I look forward to working with you one more year. One thing that I'm not looking forward to is the departure of the man to my left, Dr. Dyer. I've served as either board vice president or president throughout your tenure as superintendent. Our district is a much better place than we were in when you took the reins, and my appreciation to you has grown each year. I deeply appreciate the collaborative working relationship that we've developed and your friendship, so thank you. I am, however, looking forward to working with the two rookies, Dr. Dahl and Drs. Dahl and Heffler. I'm extremely confident that that the district is in good hands, and we will be in great shape with both of you. So thank you once again. I'll be working on committee assignments, and we'll be reaching out to each of you this coming week. And now the part that I forgot last year, when you were here, is the nomination of a new vice president, and I call on nominating committee chair, Hillary Trout.
Thank you. For the nominating committee, I place in nomination the name of John Hartman for the office of vice president.
Are there any further nominations? Seeing none, and if there are no objections, I declare the nominations closed. And with only one nomination, our board secretary will cast the ballot for John Hartman. Make any comments?
Yes, thank you, Mr. I'll be even more brief, because as we learned, once Mr. Brothers makes a statement, there really isn't a whole lot to be said. So I agree with everything he just said, and put his name, and I agree with all that. The only additional things I would like to add, my own personal thanks to the board for your confidence. Looking very much forward to the year ahead. As Mr. Brown said, the rookies looking forward to that transition. And also, it's like when you're driving a car, the rear view mirror is small, so you don't look back very often, look forward. But you do check back from time to time, and I want to thank Dr. Dyer for the time we've spent. And I've learned a lot from both of the gentlemen next to me. I very much appreciate it. And finally, to the board, you know, it's been said that you're judged by the company you keep, and I sure hope that's true, because if I'm judged by this company, it's, I can't think of a higher compliment. So thank you all.
Thank you, Mr. Hartman. A few other matters before we adjourn our organization meeting. I am appointing Sue Easton to serve as the primary representative and Scott Wingard to serve as the alternate to the York County Academy for 1 year. York Adams Academy for 1 year, excuse me. January 2020 through December 2020. I'm also appointing Mr. Bill Lytle to serve as a primary representative to the York County School of Technology Authority for a 5 year term, January 1, 2020 through December 31, 2024. And the order of voting will be in an alphabetical order, starting with tonight's meeting. It will be Mr. Bensel, Mr. Hartman, Mrs. Easton, Mrs. Hosler, Mr. Lytle, Mr. Pantano, Mrs. Trout, and Mr. Wingard. And being the Orioles fan that I am, it's appropriate that I go last. So, with that, are there any board comments or correspondence? Okay. Second and final opportunity for public comment. Seeing none,